the history of the United States. This cause is everyone's cause.
There are 98 different official contingents, and at marchers' pace, it could take them a while to get here.
It is a battle to replace divisiveness with acceptance.
People are still coming in. The end of the march is not in here yet, folks.
Condemnation with compassion.
It's just enormous. Hundreds of thousands of people.
And most of all, hatred with love.
I have been watching a volleyball game full of shirtless, sweaty Marines, I believe, by their haircuts, just so that you know what it looks like here on the Mall.
Let's go to paradise, Jack, paradise, Jack.
It was the most beautiful experience that I had ever had. I never felt so much unity before.
The sun is out, there's a nice breeze, the temperature's probably in the high 60s.
God is smiling on homosexuality today.
I'll get myself free. I'm the crime and I'm the siren. I'm a fighter in the ring of life.
Homophobia is fear and ignorance, and it is to our nation that we now say with one voice, get over it.
She is from the not so great state right now of Colorado, but when Amendment 2 came down, she got herself on the screen and in the press, and she proudly and openly said, I am a lesbian, and this is not right, and this is not the kind of state I want to live in. How about a great hand for one of the greatest athletes in the world, Martina Navratilova?
Thank you, thank you. Labels, labels, labels. Now, I don't know about you, but I hate labels. Being a lesbian is not an accomplishment. It is not something I had to study for or learn or graduate in. It is what I am, nothing more and nothing less. Martina Navratilova, the lesbian tennis player. They don't write Joe Montana, the heterosexual football player, do they? If we want the world to accept us, we must first accept ourselves. If we want the world to give us respect, not to look at us with shame, we must first be willing to give ourselves respect. We must be proud of who we are, and we cannot do that while we hide. Come out of the closet. We need to become visible to as many people as possible so that we can finally shatter all those incredible myths that help keep us in the closet. Let's come out. Let all the people see what, for the most part, straight and square and normal and sometimes boring lives we lead. Let's dispel the rumors and lies that are being spread about us. Our goal is not to receive compassion, acceptance, or worse yet, tolerance, because that implies that we are inferior. We are to be tolerated, pitied, and endured. I don't want pity, do you? Of course not. Our goal must be equality across the board, because we can settle for nothing less. We deserve nothing less. I urge you to come out, encourage your friends and lovers to come out, and be proud and be true to yourself.
Martina Navratilova. On March 30th, on the Arsenio Hall show, for the first time in history, or herstory, an openly gay comic was featured on network television. And here she is, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman, Ms. Leah Salaria. Yeah! I am not a lesbian, I'm a big dyke. And for those of you that don't know the difference between a dyke and a lesbian, it's $30,000.
That march has been going for 4 hours. Does it look like people at the very end are ever going to get here?
I think it's going to be a long time. It's been 4 hours. We're not even halfway through with the delegation, so I think it might be like 7 or even 8 o'clock until the last of the group marches.
Thanks a lot, Juan Mendez. I'm not talking to you.
I think I just saw Bill Clinton.
You did?
I think I just... Oh, no. It's Elvis. Sorry.
He's in the army now. He's blowing.
on the stage a color guard of people who are in uniform. One of them is carrying the gay rainbow flag, and the other is carrying the Stars and Stripes. We're going to go back to the podium momentarily to hear from Dorothy Hades, who is the mother of Alan Schindler, that gay sailor who was stationed in Japan, who was killed while ashore. Another sailor is, of course, accused of that.
On October 27th, 1992, two sailors came to my door and told me my son had been beaten to death in a bathroom in Japan. They gave me no explanation of why. It took 6 weeks for them to tell me that my son had declared that he was homosexual to his captain. I fear for every homosexual right now that's in the military. And the reason I'm speaking out is because I don't want any more Alan Schindlers. I don't want any mother to ever have to go through what I'm going through.
The U.S. Park Service, we now see, is estimating 300,000.
Get out of here.
I think that's a little low.
And the Guttmacher Institute is saying there are 3,000 people here. Okay, there's only one gay man here, and we support him.
I just want to say that it ain't over till the bisexual speaks.
Funny, you don't look like 300,000 people. You look more like the whole 1%.
What it's done for public opinion, it's really helped to energize each individual person here.
It's absolutely fantastic, the largest civil rights demonstration in the history of the United States. Give yourself a hand. You are fantastic.
We say then go back to your communities and organize and agitate.
It's just an incredible experience, just watching all that entertainment, watching all the people from the vantage point we had of the press high box where the cameras were set up. You just look back there and you saw people forever. I know a lot of people were disappointed because they couldn't see all that went on the march, but there is going to be a tape produced, and some people do have copies of the C-SPAN tape, which just basically kept the cameras on the stage. The comedy, the speeches, and the music were just incredible. And I know there was one favorite song of yours, Judith, that you just got.
It was one of my favorite moments in the march or in the rally. Mariah took the stage, and she sang an old Sylvester song, Do You Wanna Funk With Me? And you've seen the pictures, people as far as the eye could see. Well, imagine a million people jumping to their feet at the same time and starting to dance in the sun to this song.
You show your real colors, Judith.
I'm telling you, I can dance.
Into disco, huh?
I think I still have some Donna Summer albums somewhere.